facilities for nearly 30 years. They've done this by providing quality millwright work, crane rentals, a large parts inventory, and much more. With deep winter discounts going on, now is the time to get next year's projects into the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them show you why they truly want to add margin to your success.
It's going down. I'm yelling timber. I'll be the one you won't forget.
We're all tied up at 10 apiece. Even the rebounds are tied up at 6 apiece for both squads. High Reach gets the ball to start this second quarter. Going left to right across your radio. Shelke over to Seltz in the left wing. Feeds it down to Seaman on the baseline. Pulls up for the jump shot. This one's short. Rebound by Black Jersey. That's number 52, Connor Green. Here comes Hale. Going against Seaman. Goes into the lane. And looks like we have a push. It's going to be a hand check against Cody Seaman. His first of the night. And High Reach's the third team foul of the first half. Hand checks have been strictly enforced by the MHSAS here as Cody Seaman got a handle on the inbound pass, goes out of bounds, and we'll start this one now from the sideline right into the corner.
Danny Hale's got a few gears of fast on him, believe me, and when he drives, you really got to be careful.
Joe Stone with it at the top of the key, trying to feed it over to Danny Hale, and he does. Against Josh Shelke, now slowing things down at the top is Potter, over to Stone, right wing. Dribbles once, back up to Hale against Shelke. Outside the left elbow, going for the High Reach fronting Cody Seaman. It's actually stolen by Brady Kirsch as the pass was overthrown. Third turnover for Sandusky on the night. High Reach only with one turnover. Kirsch to Seaman, left wing, back over to the right wing to Seltz into the corner to Shelke. Trying to feed into Oki there. Nothing
there.
It's
a war inside.
Brady Kirsch for three. No, off the back of the iron. Ball still loose. Saved by Josh Shelke into Dalton Oki, the right block. He goes up, and this one's in for two. Josh Shelke with an awesome rebound and put throw in to Dalton Oki. He has three, and it's High Reach leading by two, 12-10.
You know, Josh Shelke did that blind, and that's how, you know, both the guys are on the same wavelength, Dalton Oki and Josh Shelke. That was really beautiful to see.
Lusecki feeds it to Potter at the left block. Goes to work. Jump shot is off the mark. Rebound goes to Oki. Shelke in transition, kicks it back out to Seltz for three. Yes! Austin Seltz with 10 points, his second three, and High reaches out to the largest lead at five. It's 15-10 with 6:12 left in the second quarter.
The Pirates in the first quarter only shot 25%. Now they're starting to kick it up a notch.
Stone over to Potter. To Green over to Lusecki at the right elbow. Trying to feed down into the block, and this one's thrown away. Out of bounds, High Reach ball, and we have a substitution for Sandusky. Number 30, Justin Miller, replaces Joe Stone.
Justin Miller is a three-point shot artist. Look for that.
Also a junior. High Reach by 5, 15-10. Seaman in transition over to Seltz for three. The hot hand, this one's short. And rebound goes to Connor Green. Danny Hale dribbles this up himself. Goes right to left across. Over back out to Green. He's going to take the three. This one's off the mark. Rebound, Austin Seltz. The man does it all. Six defensive rebounds, three offenses for High Reach for nine on the night for rebounding. Austin Seltz, left wing. Josh Shelke, top of the key against Lusecki. Kicks it back out to Brady Kirsch to Seltz. Feeds it down to Oki, and this one's intercepted by a Black Jersey. That'd be Potter. Here comes the Redskins, number 30, Justin Miller, gets into the hands of Hale. Over, back and down to number 52, Green of the right wing to Potter, top of the key. Over to Lusecki against Seltz, right wing. Dribbling now, and Miller for three off the mark. This one was in and out, rebound to Oki, and is pickpocketed from Brady Kirsch, and it's a turnover for Sandusky. Danny Hale opened free throw with one shot. Jumper, this one's no good, rebound Brady Kirsch. Seltz, left wing, pulls out from 18 feet. This one's no good. And rebound gets forced out of bounds. And they're going to say a foul against Dalton Oki. That will be his second foul. Early foul trouble for the big man of Harbor Beach. Tried to tip the ball and instead got a little too much body on it. He sits down and Jason Gaffke comes in. Jason Gaffke has been a starter for a majority of this entire season. And he comes off the bench tonight with Austin Seltz making his return. 4:25 left in the second. Harbor Beach by 5, 15-10. It was 10-10 after the first.
So both starting centers are on the bench right now.
Potter at the top of the key being guarded by Kirsch. Over to Miller, left wing. He pops this three. This one's up, and it's good. Justin Miller brings it back within a two-point game, 15-13. Harbor Beach by 2. Kirsch, left wing. Sells drives down to the line. Over to Shelkey at the right wing. He dribbles into the paint, and we have a body check, and it'll be Harbor Beach ball on the baseline. Foul against number 33 of Sandusky. That is Jacob Lasecki, his first, and the team's fourth. Both teams with four team fouls. Seaman inbounds this into Kirsch in the paint, goes up for the layup, and it's good. Nice looking inbounds play there from Seaman to Kirsch, and it's 17-14, a four-point game. Harbor Beach on top. Potter, left wing, to Hale at the right elbow. Now at the right wing, starts his dribble. 3.5 to play in the half. Against Seaman, back over to Potter, against Kirsch. Lasecki now gets the screen. He's at the free throw line. Over to Hale. Hale goes to work at the right block, spinning all the way down to the blind. This one's no good. He gets his own rebound, and this one somehow trickles in for 2 points, and we have a timeout called by Ron Rubel as he has a few words for the officials. It's 17-15, Harbor Beach by 2 points. We have a timeout, Harbor Beach. A technical foul, excuse me, against Harbor Beach. No timeout. Technical foul against Harbor Beach, Ron Rubel. Didn't see that one coming.
No.
Must have said the magic word somewhere as they send Justin Miller to the line for two shots. First free throw is good. It's a one-point game, 17-16. Ron Rubel still stands, so it appears that it's going to be going against the bench of Harbor Beach.
Well, that's the first free throw that Justin Miller I have seen miss.
Off wide to the right. A one-point game, 17-16, 3:20 left in the half. We expected a good one, and that's what we've gotten so far.
17-16, 3 minutes, 20 seconds to go.
13 minutes in, and we've got a one-point game. Officials having discussion at center court. And now they're going to make Ron Rubel.
I think he's saying that
you have to stay seated
to
for the rest of the game. So Brandon Potter inbounds to Lasecki against Seltz. 3:15 left in the second. And give it right into the hands of Josh Shelkey. He was even surprised by it. Over to Seltz, and the layup is good. That one rimmed all the way around and finally fell. It's 19-16, three-point lead for the Pirates. 3 minutes left in the first half.
Beautiful pass by Shelkey to set that up.
It's like he's a quarterback. And now we have a foul, an offensive ball control foul away from the ball against number 33, Lasecki. That's hit two fouls for him and the fifth team foul for Sandusky. So with 2:58 left in the half, Lasecki sits down. And number 12, Joe Stone, is back in.
I think the officials know exactly what's going on. This is a huge game, and they're trying to get a lid on it right now.
5-5 are the fouls. 19-16 is the score. Harbor Beach leading Sandusky. 2:48 left in the second quarter. Seaman dribbling once and over to Seltz, top of the key. Trying to feed it into Shelkey, who's working at the left post. Nothing there. Seaman now with it at the right wing. Now hands it off to Seltz and over to Kirsch, left wing. They really wanted to get the Shelkey there. They can't, though, yet. Seltz, right wing. Kirsch working the baseline. Now over to the right wing. Dribbles once, and Shelkey has the top of the key. Screen coming. Shelkey spins into the blind. Misses the first shot. Gets his own rebound. Puts the second one up, and this one has the touch in for two. Shelkey with 4 points, a five-point lead. Ties their largest lead of the night at five. 2:04 left in the second quarter, as number 22, Potter, gets one to fall with the layup. 21 to 18, three-point game. Seaman into the